You are tuned into the Bernard Bergen Podcast.
What we're going to talk about today is relationships, marriage, loving, and leading. Relationships, marriage, loving, and leading. We're just going to be clear in your face about it. Because the reality is, domestic violence is on the rise. Child abuse is on the rise. One of my clients said in California, where they're at, police officers are doing courtesy stops to anyone who had a domestic violence incident in the last 5 years because they can't wait for people to call in to report it. Because right now we're quarantined. And a lot of people are spending way more time with people they didn't really like completely. And those numbers don't go up if men are doing what they should be doing, which is loving and leading. Loving and leading. So there's men you probably know who's in the situation right now. I'm gonna share something quite personal because this hurt me. We had a brother in the G. And Mike, this is like a slap in the face to all of us. Pastor Tony Rossi, he's a pastor. Tony Rossi, he was in the G. And this brother went to jail for a whole year, Guardy. A whole year, Guardy. This man went to jail for a whole year because he found out that the lady he was engaged to as an adult was sleeping with somebody else. She's an adult. She could do whatever she wants with her body. She ain't married to nobody. Let's just tell the full truth. And he found that out and he snapped. He didn't hit her or anything. He wasn't violent with her, but he sent over 2,000 inappropriate text messages, and they put his behind in jail for texting, Guardy, for Twitter fingers. He was in the G. He was in a safe space where he could share his heart, vent, come to brothers in private and just vent with what was going on. But he took things, like many of us, he took things into his own hands, did what he want, and it ended up in jail for a year. For Twitter fingering. And I'm not making light of it, but I need you guys to think about how absurd that is. Bro, if I'm going to jail, everybody dying. Like, for real. Like, everybody dying. I'm killing bloodlines. You put me in jail. I ain't going to jail for protesting. I ain't going to jail for texting. Bro, if I'm going to jail, I done unleashed a nuclear bomb on the world. And they gotta lock me up. So he went to jail because he couldn't do relationship right, and for many of us, marriage right, and love and lead. Y'all, that hurt. Like, you in the G, you have the connections, and your behind still ended up in jail? And for many of us, it's because we're so afraid to mask off, get a little vulnerable, say what we're going through, say what we're thinking, and then allow the brotherhood to cement you to your vision. To allow the brotherhood to cement you to your vision. All right, let me read the Bible verse. Drink waters out of thy own cistern and running waters out of thy own well. Proverbs 5:15. Stop looking around, y'all. Stop trying to dip over to the neighbor. Stop trying to take what's not yours. Stop trying to covet what other people have. Stop cheating on your lady. Stop, you know what I'm saying? Stop all that stuff. Focus on your own cistern. What's yours? What you can build, your vision, your goals, the Corona challenge. Focus, get focused, dial in. Drink waters out of thine own cistern and running waters out of thine own well. Proverbs 5:15. Dr. Maya Angelou, the poet laureate, said, "My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive. And to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style." I'll repeat that again. Dr. Maya Angelou, poet laureate, said, "My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive. And to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style." And guys, I just wanted to remind you, because we all know who Dr. Maya Angelou is, and she's telling you how she got there. That was her mission. So I don't want you guys just merely surviving, you know, throw that passion into it so you can thrive, throw that compassion into it so you can help those that you should be helping, and, you know, laugh at some things, keep in good spirits, use joy as your strength, and be as stylish as you're supposed to be. I put on the full suit and tie today. I ain't went nowhere, Tony Rossi, nowhere, Tony Jackson. I haven't even been downstairs today. I'm fasting the kitchen downstairs. Why would I go downstairs? You know what I'm saying? I could get water from the faucet upstairs, Kanata. Why would I go downstairs? You know what I'm saying? I ain't eating. Ain't no need to go downstairs. They cooking stuff. It smell all good. I'm mad at everybody. I just stay upstairs. Ain't no need to go down there. Because you need to do things with passion, compassion, humor, and style. And guys, we are going to talk. We're going to talk relationships. We're going to talk marriage. And we're going to talk loving and leading. It's super important because, man, to see those reports come in, I have friends who are cops. I have a friend who's an LAPD police officer, and I'm hearing stories from the front lines. And it's disheartening. It's disheartening. You know, a lot of parents are not used to being around their children. Children go to school for about 8 hours a day. For those of us without kids, I just want to let you know that. Children, so 24 hours in a day, they sleep in eight. They go to school for eight. You know what I'm saying? That's 16. You ain't around your own children that much. And now you have to be with them 24 hours a day. And I don't know if everybody got 3,000 or more square feet, but everybody place ain't big. You know what I'm saying? It's three of us in 3,000 square feet. I don't have to see my family members if I don't want to, y'all. But some people not in 3,000 square feet, and they with people that they're not used to being around, and violence happens. Side eyes happens. Yelling and the stuff happens. And guys, we need to get back to doing relationship. First, you got to relate. Before you ship anything, before you go anywhere together, you need to relate. And many of us have forgotten how to relate. So let's just stay on that first word, relate. Are you going out of your way to relate to the people you're connected with right now? What are they thinking about? What are they nervous about? What are they excited about? Have you asked them within the last 24 to 48 hours? That's how you relate. Every brother on this call has been on a date. So we know what relations take because we were asking questions so that we could relate. Why throw out the playbook that worked? The same playbook. What's on your mind? And don't talk until they say something. Really? Is the right response. That's the right next response to relating. They didn't ask you for your opinion. They was telling you what was on their mind. Just listen. My wife likes watching the news. We live in a very isolated part of the greater Seattle area. She likes knowing what's going on because we got people with horses like right over there. So we ain't, you know what I'm saying? We ain't in the thick of things. So she likes to know. And what I found was when I go in and watch the news with her for 7 minutes, it lights her up. I'm relating. So when she's talking to me about something I'm clueless about, it's frustrating to me because I don't know what she's talking about. And it's frustrating to her because I seem like I'm not listening. But when I spend 7 minutes, because you know the news repeats. I don't know if y'all know that. Like the news just do this like all day long. Like, so I go in for 7 minutes. I catch the whole, you know what I'm saying? She's been watching for an hour. I just go for 7 minutes, boom. And now we can relate. And that makes her happy. So she can say, did you hear about the, I'm like, yeah, babe, what did you think about it? Like, oh man, we need to get masks. Did you order some? I can't find any. That makes her happy. Brian, I knew when the conversation started, we wasn't about to get no masks. But she still wanted to talk about it, bro. So I talked about it with her. We're relating. So it helps us to connect. Guys, so don't make relationships deep. You trying to go somewhere with people, the ship part, but you ain't even relating. And they looking at you like, why am I going anywhere with you? We're not relating. And when people start to break down, it's the relating part. And that's the part that tends to lead to violence. I don't know if y'all ever had to be violent with another person. I have. I'm not proud of it. But in those moments, it was because we weren't relating. So let's get back to relating. We know what it takes. We know what it takes to connect with our children. Because it's not just domestic violence, adults. It's also child abuse. People not relating to their kids. When was the last time your child had to stay in the house this long? They don't even know what this looks like. Or, bruh, I got 5 brothers. We in the house? How? You can't go outside? Who does that? Like, a requirement when my parents moved was a backyard, and not what we got. Like, we got like we got a dog run. You know what I'm saying? People will understand that. We got a dog run. We don't have a backyard. When my parents moved, we had to have a backyard. It's 5 boys. If we can't play baseball in the yard, the house is, yeah, we can't live here. We got to be able to play a full baseball game in the backyard. If you don't have that, my parents can't buy the house. So stay in the house for children right now. And on top of staying in the house, you saying foolish things like, you can't play video games for 3 hours. They like, what else am I going to do? You tell them to read books and they looking at you like, I read everything that we have. We usually go to the library, but guess where we can't go because it's closed. Bro, they put police tape around all the playgrounds in the greater Seattle area. They ain't playing. They strapped it up, bro. I'm like, really? You can't even go to the park? They like, no, it's not safe. Social distancing. So these children are freaking out and no one's listening to their heart. One thing that I did with my brothers, there's this new game out, Animal Crossing. It's probably the best-selling game for the last 15 days. So I'm like, either you buy it for your child or I'm going to buy it for the child. But we buy it for your child because it's a game that's immersive. So they can spend 2-3 hours a day on top of their schoolwork, homework, and other learning that they're doing. And decompress. Because if you don't think they're going through it too, they are. And what you're missing is that you're the one not relating to them. I had one mother say to me, I don't know why she's acting like that. And I'm like, she ain't acting at all. That's who she is. You just not used to being around her. And the mom wanted to say, I know my child. I'm like, don't give me the mama line. I'm like, don't give me the mama line. Your child in school 8 hours. The max you see your child after you come home from work is 4. You don't know your child. You want to know your child, but you don't know him. But their friend that they in school with, every class with, they might know him. So set up some FaceTime calls with that friend once a day for an hour. So that child can decompress and maybe share some things that they're scared to talk about with you. Guys, we got to get back to relating. We have to continue to build on these skills because I don't know if I could take another nightmare story where somebody's telling me, yeah, I was in the G, but I'm going to jail for a whole year because I lost control. Bro, he was sending text messages, Dale. And they put his behind in jail. I don't know what they said. Let's be real. I don't have the transcript. So if they put you in jail for sending text messages, Trav, bro, what did you say? You know what I'm saying? What did you say? They put your behind in jail. So I want to make sure that we're clear that you have a space where you can come bring your heart. Even if it's an event session, just call me. Hey, B, I want an event. Bro, I'm going to just listen. I got 4 brothers. I've been listening to men vent all my life. Man, the coach benched me. Why? I was late to practice. And you still expected to play? I mean, I'm the best player on the team. I was like, what does that have to do with leadership? I've been listening to this all my life, y'all. It doesn't make me judge the person. I love all my brothers. They're my brothers. I love all of y'all. Y'all my brothers. And if I'd rather you vent to me and share whatever nasty stuff you need to say to get it off your chest than for you to ever go to jail. for sending text messages or losing control or for dismantling your family. Let's be better men than that. Let's be more mature and let's lead stage five all the way. Press towards that. Now, let's talk marriage, because a lot of y'all are married and you're not maximizing this time with your significant other. Maximize this time. Like one of the things me and Latasha did, and I mean, it really shifted just the years we've been together. Like we put on a playlist. We had Crazy Love by Van Morrison, Sarah Smile by Boney James. Guardy is probably grown folks music. You know what I'm saying? Guardy looking at me like, who? Love and Happiness by Al Green. And we just slow danced in our PJs, y'all. We didn't get dressed up. We just slow danced and just connected because we can't go out right now. And my wife was like, you know, after we finished our set, and you put on smooth rock from the 80s, 90s, and today. My mama loved that music. You put that on, bro, you, everything right in your home. And we just slow danced. And she said, you know what, babe, we need to go out dancing when all this is over. Tasha don't like leaving the house, y'all. Tasha sleep 12 hours a day. It's only 24 in the day, bro. She go sleep 12. So when she say that, I'm like, ooh, this work. You know what I'm saying? And it's just that we're relating and we're connecting. So guys, don't miss this opportunity in your marriage to do things that matter. One of the things that I said to my wife on Saturday, I said, since we can't go to get our weekly or biweekly massages, I'm going to give you an IOU massage. So you just give it to me and then I'll schedule it and I'll give you an hour massage. Like as if you went to the people, you know, as if you went to your masseuse. And she cashed it in, and I gave her a massage. Guys, what can you do right now that you should be doing to enhance your marriage? What has this opportunity been for your marriage that you might never get again? One of the things I love is I love seeing my wife at home. So I'm scheming on big bank, take little bank. I'm scheming. Because I love seeing my wife at home. She's just a different person. She's more beautiful. When she goes out there and deals with the world and comes back to the home, yeah, let's just say she bring all that shotgun with her, Drew. You know what I'm saying? And I greet her at the front door. Tasha's home. And she like, I'm like, I'll see you in an hour. I am not getting shot. Like whoever you had to fend off out there, I get it, but I don't want that smoke. And that's just the reality, guys. So I'm seeing something that I see is pleasing to me and to my family. So I'm on the hunt to make this a reality. I love having my wife at home. And now if you on the opposite spectrum, you like, I don't love having my wife at home. I don't love having my significant other at home. What's going on? Why is the person you chose so horrible for your life? Because I didn't choose them for you. I don't think you are in the arranged marriage situation. Most of us aren't. So why is it not lovely for you in your castle, in your home? Think about that, guys, because I want to hear some comments if you're feeling like, man, I don't really want to be around my significant other right now. And guys, let me give you perspective. Some people's significant others are on the front lines in hospital systems helping turn back the tide of COVID-19. So some people haven't seen their significant other in a month and they worried. Nurses, doctors are contracting these diseases as well as taking them out. So some people don't even have the luxury of being around their significant other every day. So if you don't like being around your significant other right now, when we open things up, let's talk, let's get to some root things so perspective can change. And you can get to the purpose of this call, which is to love and to lead. To love and to lead. Like everything we talked about requires one thing, love. But to sustain love, you need leadership. There's no way to sustain love without leadership. If you disagree with me, drop it in the chat because I'll wait. How do you sustain love without leadership? Like how? And a lot of us, we tell people I love you, but we won't tell them I'll lead you. Some of us say I love you to somebody every single day, but when was the last time you said I will lead you? We are in a pandemic crisis the world has never seen. You think people need to feel loved right now? Or they need to see leadership right now? Which you think people want? Because I'm not asking people's permission to lead them. I had a coaching call. I said to the guy, any environment you show up in, you know, it's any environment. I went to Costco, people was all tight, you know, talking about football and Seahawks. I was like, 6 feet. I just put the bass in my voice. Everybody was like, ooh. They're like, you don't work here? No, bro, I don't work here. I'm here to shop. But y'all was too close. They're like, man, Brian playing. I'm about to get sick going to Costco because y'all can't do the right thing. I'm a leader. And if I see foolishness on my posts, I'm stepping in and correcting it. I don't care who you are. And trust me, I probably still can fight. I don't want to, but I probably still can. So if I have to destroy you to set order, I'm burning it down. And many of us only want to love people. So we in the huddle, in the COVID-19 moment, talking about Seahawks football. Bro, who cares about the NFL? Take care of your own health so you can take care of those who need you to lead. But I was watching all these older people not caring because it really hasn't hit the place that we're in super hard. And that's the mindset why it's out of control right now. Because no one wants to lead. And guys, I want you to understand all categories you talked about, relationships, marriage requires love and leadership. More importantly, double underline leadership. Because if you're dropping the ball on your leadership, you're hurting people in this season more than you know. And they're not going to tell you that you're hurting them because they're waiting for things to go back to normal. Y'all better listen to this word, new normal. So when Mike Nelson tells you, read the book, Who Moved My Cheese? Bro, I'm telling you, Mike Nelson is a wise man. So if he says something and puts it out, I'm about to go downstairs to my library and reread the book, Who Moved My Cheese, tonight. I don't know if I can read as fast as Mike and get it done in 20 minutes. But I got an hour because it's a small book. But we need to remember that sometimes you get in the cheese, you get in the bacon, you have found your golden goose, and then somebody moves it. You used to be the top of your industry. Bro, you ain't been to work. You know what I'm saying? Some of us ain't been to work. And wherever we work, physically in person for 2-3 weeks. So somebody is moving your cheese. And the problem is you're not getting prepared for what's coming, the new normal. And if you're not ready to lead, you're about to get bammed in a way you might not recover from. So I need you to get back to relating. I need you to get back to, if you are married, nurture that thing, work on that thing. I didn't ask because it might be a hard word. I don't know if people have girlfriends and you haven't seen them in a while. You know what I'm saying? Or a significant other, because y'all COVID-ed up, you can't see them in a while. I don't know what that's like. So if that's you and you want to share and vent, share as well. But guys, we need to get back to loving and double underline leading. Because without your leadership, there's people who are going to die on your watch. I have stories. Of people not banning their significant other from going to work, who now can't see their significant other because their significant other's in the hospital. And bro, you can't visit right now. And they on a respirator. They can't call you. So you just stressing. So you calling me. And I listen. I don't judge him. But I heard him when he said, Bernard, we don't need the money. And my wife loves her job, so I told her she can go. She asked me, do you think I should stop going? They asked us the other day, if we want to stay home, we can stay home. But what will I do at home? So she went, and in 3 days, she was in the hospital. And he hasn't seen his wife, his significant other, in a while, y'all. So I check in on him every day just to take the pulse. And some days, Dale, I really thought he was suicidal. He was just at that breaking point. He hasn't seen his significant other. They have kids. It's a scary moment for him. Like I said, there's no cause. She is quarantined. They took her stuff. She probably don't even have her cell phone. And many of us, let's be real, we don't even know our home phone number if you have a house phone and a cell phone. We just hit the name. So when I say he is shaken up, this brother is shaken up. Every time I talk to him, I go give Tasha this big hug. She's like, what was that for? Baby, I'm going to love you and I'm going to lead you through this. Bro, I put my whole family on a fast. And I asked them one thing. There was a resistance. Let's be real. Look, if y'all didn't know, I'm married to a black woman. You tell black people that they not go eat. You know what I'm saying? Y'all pray for me. That is not a conversation that goes down smooth. But like I told you, I'm a leader. So this is what I said. One or two things are going to happen. Either you're going to choose to fast, or I'm going to throw all the food out the house. Because I'm fasting anyway. How you want to do this? And every time you go buy groceries, I'm going to throw it away. How you want to do this? You can't go out to eat. All the restaurants closed. This is an easy win for me. So they chose to fast. And because they humbled themselves, I was like, y'all can have one meal a day. And when they did that, then I said, y'all can have two meals a day, but restricted hours, only between 5 and 7 in the morning and 5 and 7 at night. I'm a leader, y'all. And this ain't no time to be getting fat and obese, because that's gonna compromise your immune system just like everything else. And I know that. So I'm not just fasting for spiritual reasons only. That's part of it. But I'm fasting for practical reasons as well. Our energy use is down. But you eat the same 3 meals a day. That's stupid. And I was a part of this coaching community. We had a call that was challenging, but it's true. They said, because we're not calling people stupid anymore, people are continuing to do stupid things instead of saying, man, I will never be seen as stupid again, and doing the right thing. We used to call people stupid, but now we got politically correct. So nobody has heard that they were stupid in years. And look at the state of the world. And bro, I'm calling people stupid in my house. I'm calling people stupid in my life. I'm calling people stupid in my community. If you're doing something stupid, it's stupid. And I'm not going to spin it so you feel good. Bro, going to jail for texting is stupid. Being awake, this man had kids. I forgot to say that. So you choosing the fiance over your own children? You tripping. I ain't got no children that I know better. You super tripping. But that's what happens when we lose control. That's what happened when we don't love and lead. That's what happened when we don't relate in relationships. And that's what happens when we don't nurture our marriages. And guys, as men, we need to get back to being the leaders we were called to be and loving in a way that moves the needle. Now, when we open the call up, share your heart. As you clearly heard, I shared minds. And just let me know what's going on in your communities. What's going on? Because look, if domestic violence is on the rise, this is a nationwide thing. This is not just pockets of the country. If child abuse is on the rise, it's not just pockets of the country. It's a countrywide thing. And if people are not loving and being led, again, that's a nationwide thing, probably even worldwide thing. Bro, in China, someone asked me, they was like, all right, this virus started in China. How come no other major Chinese cities was impacted? Bro, New York is in crisis. And someone said to me, Bernard, have you ever been to China? I was like, no. He was like, I lived in China for a few years. He was like, so let me start with this. China is not a democracy. They're not asking your permission to do what's best for you. So when they say lockdown, either you're going to be locked down, locked up, or shot. Any questions? When they say stay home, you either going to stay home, be locked up, or shot. I'm like, oh, that's an easy decision. Stay my behind in the house. And because we have all this freedom, what we're seeing is rampant stupidity. Rampant stupidity. And I'm going to call that spade a spade every time it comes up in the deck. All right, guys, the call is open. Tell us what's on your heart. Tell us if your marriage is on the wrong end of the seesaw. And let's go. I think I saw your hand, Tony.
No, that was by accident, but I do have a question for you anyway. What is leadership from your point of view? Do you sit down and talk with Tasha before you, I mean, if it's a major move, or you just lead and go from there?
All right, so I'm practicing this thing, and for many of you, it'll be foreign because it's hard. It's really hard. It's hard. It's one of the hardest things I've ever done. I believe in the creator. I believe in a higher power. So I believe any conversation that I have, period, that in that conversation, I need to be humble enough to hear the voice of God. Any conversation I have, I need to be humble enough that I hear the voice of God. In my book of faith, the word says somebody whose job was to listen to the voice of God, a prophet, couldn't hear the voice of God. So God made a donkey, a wild animal, an ass, talk to the ass since he couldn't hear from God. And I don't want to ever be an ass. I don't ever want to hear a dog talk to me because that's going to freak me out. You know what I'm saying? I've been through some things, but if an animal start talking to me, bro, I'm about to just check myself into the situation. Just put me in the white coat. Let me hug myself. I'm confused. So in my heart, Tony, every conversation, I need to be humble enough to hear the voice of God. Like I heard my wife saying, man, my self-care is down because I can't go get my massages. So I was humble enough to hear the voice of God. Latasha needs her. Brian care know nothing about the massage. I'm just looking at all the money I'm saving. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man. But she's a lady. So I was humble enough to hear the voice of God, TJ. So I said, babe, here's an IOU. Anytime you give this back to me, that means we're going to schedule a massage and I'm going to do my best to be as professional and as great as your masseuse. So TJ, for me, leadership is first being aligned with the creator. And then secondly, being open to wherever God is pushing me. Something you told me to share on the call, TJ, I'm a part of tons of business communities. And one business community here in Seattle, we were the first hit by everything. But Seattle is not big. There's 8 million people in New York City. There's 8 million people in Washington State. Bro, we ain't big. You know what I'm saying? We ain't even got that many people to be afraid. You know what I'm saying? So this business community was like, when the government opens up these loans for businesses, they're going to give it to us first because Seattle was ground zero. We were the first place hit. We were the first place someone died from COVID-19. So they walked us through the application process. They walked us through all the processes. Bro, I'm already approved for government funding because I was around people and I was humble enough to hear the voice. I could have said, bro, I don't need the money, because I don't. But I'm humble enough in every conversation to hear the voice of God. And if I can be led, I can be a leader. If I can be led, I can be a leader. And because I can be led, I'm humble enough to hear the voice of God in every conversation. I'm now equipped to lead when it's my turn to speak. And that's what leadership looks like for me. So when Latasha brings me an idea, I just humble myself. I write it down. And I like when men say that the final say is up to them. And I don't speak with that arrogance because your wife can walk out that door. That's a fact. And a lot of men speak with that kind of arrogance. And they think it's authority. It's not. It's arrogance. The reason I have the final say is because my leadership track record is stellar, but it wasn't always stellar. And as my leadership track record grew, bro, when I go to my wife and say, you fasting, it's not yes. She is pissed. She's like, man. But my leadership track record. So if I tell my wife to fast, it's going to be like a day. And I'm like, babe, I'm going to fast 40. Not because I'm better than her, but I'm called to lead her. So in me, she needs to see the strength that maybe she doesn't have. In me, she needs to see the stability that in a moment, she might be shaky. And I think that's the leadership we have avoided because we're afraid to call a spade and call stupid, stupid, and to love and lead. And TJ, I believe it's in every last man on this call, or you wouldn't be consistently investing in yourself in a community like this one. And because we hear people say, I don't wanna, or I don't have to, one of the dumbest things I've heard, whether you agree or disagree, is that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. I remember being in the military, airborne school, and they're teaching you to jump out of a perfectly good airplane for no reason, except that they want you to know how to do it when it's time to do it, if ever you need to do it. And everybody's afraid. Everybody, even the seasoned veterans are afraid. People break their legs, their backs, people die all the time. And you know how you lead a horse to water, you get it to drink? I was told. He was like, you drown it. Because before it dies, it's going to drink water. Because that's what drowning is. And he's like, you know how you get scared people to jump out of a perfectly good airplane? You push them. And after they finish the first one, they realize they didn't die. And many of us are forgetting that a part of leadership is pushing people to higher levels. What would happen if no one was in your life to push you? Through this coaching community, through other communities you belong to, where would you be right now? Where would you be without the people who have pushed you into your next level of greatness? Where would you be without the things that challenge your faith to grow, your faith to be stronger than your fear? You'd probably still be on the sidelines to this day. And more than anything right now, what we need is people who can love and lead. Not just love, a lot of people love you, but how many people in this season has chosen to lead you? And that's what we're after, y'all. We're after a space where we can love people and lead them. And if love ain't working, just stick to your leadership, because in your leadership, they will see love.
Looking to sponsor the podcast? Email us at info@bernardbergen.com. You are tuned in to the Bernard Bergen Podcast. Like, review, or share this episode with those you love and lead.